This is your main man, RJ, from the Ringside Rant, heard only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. So go over and subscribe across all your major platforms, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, to hear every great interview I have every Monday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Go over and follow the show's page on Twitter at @_RingsideRant. Follow the network's page at BizWrestleNet. And, as always, embrace the vision.
Hello, friends. This is Spencer Love, your host of Over the Top Rope on the Win Column Sports Network. Don't forget, you can head to wincolumnsports.ca for all of your previews, reviews, and breaking news from the world of wrestling, be it your major promotions or from the great province of Alberta, Canada. Now, back to Sounds of Struggle with your hosts, Chris Parrish and Mania.
Backbreaker Media. Don't change the dial yet. This is the Sounds of Struggle. But Chris Parrish, as you heard last week, he is on vacation and Maniac's out on assignment. So I got a file this week sent to me by Parrish that simply says for emergency use only. I've opened it up. I've tried to go through it the best I can here. I will warn you guys ahead of time. We have 5 wrestlers, a ton of beer, and a hotel room. So suffice it to say, this is going to be a rather interesting conversation here. This was recorded last May, just after the Super Clash Against Cancer card in Red Deer. And it includes the current Pure Power Wrestling champion, Kyle Sebastian, Pure Power Wrestling official Kenny, the headline Shawn Martins, as well as your favorites, Maniac and Chris Parrish. Now, a lot of things have changed since this little talking session here with Kyle Sebastian and Chris Parrish feuding over the PPW title and the rather interesting feud between Shawn Martins and Chris Parrish and Maniac. So, enjoy the laughs, enjoy the craziness, and folks, I'm warning you ahead of time, this is going to be one of the most interesting hours you're going to listen to in a very long time. So enjoy the struggle talking shop, and we will see you all here next week on the Sounds of Struggle.
Okay, what?
Yeah. Back.
You're going to get the goddamn podcast shut down before we even start if you keep yelling like this.
With another episode of the Sounds of Struggle, and it's a little bit of fucking alright.
Fucking right, alright, bud.
We have Kyle Cougar Meat Sebastian.
Yeah, you think I'm really trying? It's Cougar Meat Kyle Sebastian.
Shut the fuck up, Kenny. We have Kyle Sebastian.
You think I'm trying to get kicked out of a hotel at 2 in the morning?
Well,
no. You're not trying.
Let's just cut this podcast gently and quietly, like gentlemen.
No. Think he's up, bitches.
Yeah, way too much beer for this to be quiet. We also have Kenny.
You do have Kenny.
Yeah, you might die.
What does that even mean?
It's South Park, man. We kill Kenny, you bastard. That's what it is.
I thought you might get raped by Mariah.
He's
been threatening that for about 9 hours.
That is in your words, not ours. So, I mean, we also have Mike. We also have the headline, Chad Martin.
It's about fucking time you're back on the podcast, asshole.
Okay. And we have no filter. We have no reason to do other
we
than...
We are post-show of Super Clash Against Cancer. And might I say, honestly, we beat cancer. It's no longer an issue. Cancer has been cured. Move on with herpes.
Did the job for us tonight.
Super Clash Against Cancer. Cured cancer. cancer is no longer an issue. Congratulations, you're all cured.
Yeah, it's just chicken box from here on out.
All I did was wrestle. That's
all I did. You cured cancer without wrestling.
I don't know if I did that. I just wrestled the match.
Well, yes. You had a match for Sydney Steele for the PPW title.
Yes.
That you retained.
Of course.
So, I mean, congrats?
Really? Is that necessary?
I mean, is it not?
Sure. Thanks.
I mean, you won. You didn't lose.
It was fun.
You just got bitched up in the Bible.
That's a Bible thump if I ever saw one.
You're fucking right, Wes.
Back to the match. Back to the match. That ref, that MPW ref. He was doing a lot of smiling in the ring.
I don't like him. So the deal was, you wanted me for your match. I'm talking to Parrish right now, for those that cannot see us.
We requested.
We wanted you.
Yeah, it's a thing that happens in the wrestling world where you can request a referee, and we requested someone without Down syndrome, and we got Kevin, who...
Clearly has Down syndrome.
Well...
You know what? Let's be polite. Not a bad person, not a great referee. Love him. Love him, hate him, he does stuff.
I mean,
moving on.
Kel Sebastian does not know the fact that we go full.
Retard.
I guess so.
It's been a long time since you wrestled in Edmonton.
So it has.
You don't remember our audience, do you? Actually, we do have a couple Norwegian audience.
We have three members from fucking Denmark that listen to this shit.
You have three members from Denmark?
Three members from Denmark.
Yeah.
Did you know that's where, like, my heritage is from? Is from Denmark?
Well, there you go.
This was destined to happen.
So, I mean...
I'm not lying.
This was accidentally on purpose.
Yeah, but back to the match. I'm going in thinking, okay, I'm here for the Rumble. And then Parrish comes at me saying he wants me to ref his match, which I'm totally cool with, because I'm not trying to plug the guy who runs this podcast, but Parrish is my boy. So I had no problem.
There you go.
I had no problem with that.
Parrish, you're a boy.
I'm a boy.
I had no problem with that.
It smells like maple bacon in here right now.
And it's fucking great.
Are you vaping maple bacon?
No, I'm vaping
mini donuts.
Did you go to the donut mill?
Yeah, I said I don't eat donuts, I smoke donuts.
Oh, man.
He is such a stoner.
I've never actually had a donut.
I got a box of donuts coming into the locker room.
Take it from the fat guy, it's so goddamn good.
So, like, Mitch Clark earlier was, like, talking about the fucking burgers.
He had 12 donuts in his box, and he just kept them in a box.
And I'm like, why are you going...
Douche, right?
Like,
but at the same time, he has a cracked sternum, and he needs donuts to heal himself. I understand.
Dude, do you honestly think it's cracked sternum?
I don't know. It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it's a big bite there. I bet you it could be an inflamed muscle of the interstitial muscles in between his ribs.
Say that word again.
Interstitial. I went to school for paramedics.
Can I just say I'm glad I did that?
Fair enough. There it is.
Being the one that
I got
DDT'd
his autograph.
When you DDT'd him, could you hear anything pop or anything?
No.
We were actually watching the match, though. We heard it. Sounded fucking gross. Yeah. Whatever it was.
It looked cool.
It looked really vicious. Yeah.
It looked very cool.
I don't take the bump.
I don't take the bump. That's a fucking great answer.
Well, news alert, people. Sean Martin does not take the bump.
Or any.
Might take eight.
Or any.
Really.
Well, you take all and none.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, exactly.
So back to that referee.
I want to talk about me for a minute if we can focus. So after I got faved out of ref and Parrish.
You go what?
I mean, you know what? You got
faved. What have you been in the wait.
You go what?
But seriously, really?
I've been meaning to change that for a while.
Yeah.
I've been meaning. It's a cartoon. It's a cartoon drawing.
Fair enough.
What the fuck are you guys? What are you guys talking?
He's got a cartoon drawing. Certified G. Enzo Amore.
Enzo and Cass.
And Cass.
A cartoon version.
No.
I just haven't changed it yet.
No.
Why?
There it is.
Yeah, that's my. Like I said, I've been meaning to change it.
One of them is
what is that on?
Best entrance since Austin, if you ask me.
What is that on?
Who even says that?
Wait, what?
Are you on acid? What?
I've never been that entertained on Monday Night Raw in a long time. Okay,
give me the start of the promo.
Which one?
Well, the entrance to Big Cass. Isn't that what you're into?
No, I said the entrance. Enzo and Big Cass's entrance when it was hot.
Okay, give it to me.
It's been the same for like ever.
I didn't
ever.
Say I was doing that.
Oh, I just want to hear it. I don't know it.
Okay.
My name is Enzo Amore.
Hey, Mark. It's for Kenny.
You're right. I apologize. Go. You fuck.
Yeah, I gotta think about it. I wanna come.
Don't think.
Who's the best is Austin?
You're getting fucking burned by like
my
five.
Name. The best. I know that shit. Tell me what you think is better.
I'm saying, I said that's the most entertained I've been on Monday Night Raw from an entrance since the Austin days.
What about fucking
from
Jericho?
A straight entrance.
What about Kevin Owens?
How about go fuck yourself?
Okay.
What was not cooler than Jericho's fucking debut and his entrance?
That was 99. I'm saying Big Kevin.
Yeah, it was Austin was before
Big
him.
Who?
No.
Big what?
So he was
Jericho is not pre-Austin.
No, and that's exactly what I mean. Yeah. Austin was before him, so he was since Austin.
I fucked my words. Yeah, today's era.
Fucked my words.
Post-evolution.
Wait, what?
Including evolution. Including evolution. Including Triple H at his best. I don't like Triple H, but I love the Triple H.
You
entrance.
Don't like Triple H? I do not like Triple H.
Yeah. Everybody loves Triple H. Don't you know that when you're in a podcast and you're trying to get booked by the Fed, you need him to know that you love Triple H?
Well,
like
now
he's
we
the
got
greatest wrestler of all time.
Yeah. Well,
I love you, Triple H. Shut
well,
up.
He's got an issue with me. He's got a book me.
Wait. I'm just going to say this. Kenny?
Yeah.
You fucked up.
Yeah, he's not gonna book you because you said Enzo Amore, who's no longer the company, has an entertaining entrance.
Rip
Conscience! Yeah. Patty Kane, man. Patty Kane, allegedly.
Acquitted.
Exactly! So was Enzo!
No, he wasn't! Did he rape you in exchange of beating up a cab driver?
He's still in court.
He's still
in court.
Hey, how about he fucked a bitch?
Good for him!
Cornette! You gotta listen to Cornette's take.
Cornette's take on Enzo.
We're the fucking 9 minutes in and you haven't made one fucking good point yet.
Jim Cornette! You fucked a bitch!
Jim Cornette.
And it's Dennis right.
His take on the Enzo rape case. His version of it was.
So he's like,
are you gonna pitch it to us?
So he's like, you're prosperous now? Of like tell everything us. That is right.
Tell us, Kenny, my Kenny. What Jim Cornette had
Kenny,
to say.
My Kenny.
He said the story of Enzo was he was a dumb fuck hanging out with a bunch of dumb fucks, wannabe celebrities.
I'm so entertained.
Yeah, he was hanging out with the Ball family. So
wait. I want to hear it.
And so when they kicked off, when Enzo got the big push on 205. This is when the shit came out, and Enzo said, he's like, well, he had two choices. He said, I can tell the company now and be fired on the spot, or I can not tell them and get the title and get a couple big paydays, and hopefully I'll be too over by the time it comes out, because I'm going to be the champ, which he was at the time it came out.
So you think
they said fuck him and fired him anyway.
So you think
I think he played it right.
You think he said nothing because he knew about these rape allegations? But
yeah, because he knew it was coming and he didn't tell Madison.
So by that you're saying that he did it. He raped her.
He knew an allegation was coming.
And you can't teach that.
God damn. Okay. Well. Honestly, before we go any further, Kyle Sebastian. Welcome to the podcast. How do you think your match went tonight?
It was fun.
The
man.
Debut.
I wasn't expecting this is what I was getting into.
Oh, our
with you guys.
Yeah.
Was it better than what you expected?
Man, it was a fun match. You got to do what you got to do. It doesn't matter. I meant the podcast.
Oh,
I
think
who walked away from that match? PPW champion.
Well, and that's why I put him over. Even though I want it.
Exactly. Kenny, how'd your match go?
Well, I was The match I was in.
You know, it was very impressive. He got dumped out, he got his gear on, and he still had a full 30-minute intermission to sit for.
There you go. Good for you.
I thought I was going to be under the...
You were a true Rolling Stone.
You could have won that goddamn thing, still changed, and had time.
There you go.
But here, okay. So, again, I'm going back to the story, because we keep getting interrupted. Parrish wanted me to wrap the match. I don't know, I want to get this out.
This is like an episode of Talking Shop, but way worse because we're...
And dumb fucks
like you keep interrupting. Four of five of us are nothing. No offense to you, I'm your tag partner. You're a dick.
Yeah, I like you.
No,
we're talking about the ref. So this is the part I want to get in. So through...
You heard me.
We're going through the lineup, and the MPW ref said, we need to split this up more. And as soon as he took me away from the Parrish Maniac tag match, Irish
fucking core.
Which we won, so after, by the way. It was just
that for me.
Let's just throw it out there. We won.
You won?
We won.
What the fuck? You surprised by that asshole?
When did you win?
The fucking match.
There's a ref bump in the girls match.
Don't get mad at us because we won our match.
The girls match, yeah.
Whoa. What happened?
Tiny Jenga.
Face the facts, man.
That's Dawkins.
I know.
Gimmick, not mine.
The entire opening fucking thing they did, based on our match. They were beside us when we were planning our match. They heard it. They stole it.
Why doesn't Kenny?
Why the fuck are you saying that?
I guess what you're saying is don't plan matches.
I don't think you're right. Honestly, we planned way more than I thought we would. We really did. I wasn't expecting to plan that much.
And there goes the neighborhood.
Well,
kayfabe dead.
I don't know if I can be a part of this.
Why not? Because you met our match with Mitch Clark and broke his fucking chest.
So only one of us went to Vegas for the Cauliflower Alley Club this year.
Oh god, no.
Yes, yeah. It was you!
How amazing was it? Because I myself have been to a few, and they are an incredible experience. Parrish has been to a few.
I've been to one. I went to one!
So
it was great.
I've been to one.
Popping
my cherry.
How was it?
It was the most unreal.
So many people.
It's so many people. Such good times. So, like, everybody's a friend. It's like a ring of friendship.
It's like a ring of friendship. Weird how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's exactly what they say.
It's a good time.
It's a little bit of all right.
It's a little bit of all right.
Nobody else is.
Hashtag little bit of all right. Podcast quote.
No. It's hashtag.
Will you
struggle-licious, bitch? Year? Yeah, will you go
and,
second
and
year?
A question. Second year, will you go back next year?
I'm going to go back every year from now on.
It wants to become a lifetime.
It's amazing. It's the most incredible time of my life. And
like,
honestly, being back is the most horrible thing ever.
You're drinking with some boys down at the bar. Doesn't matter. Bobby Bass, Ron Hutchinson, whoever's down there. Doesn't matter. You'll drink
friends
with
of the podcast.
And then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? It's time for me to hit the hay. You go to the elevator. You hop in the elevator. Jerry Lawler's standing next to you. What the fuck, man? This is the only time this will ever happen to you.
Yeah,
right?
And the only thing you want to ask Lawler is, what are C. Carter's boobs like, right?
I don't know if that was my first question. Yeah, I mean, I get that point.
You,
teach your own, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Miss Kitty Stitties, I mean, yeah, baby.
You have a different line of questioning than I think the rest of
us. I can be in on that.
But, okay, who, because I know it's bound to happen. It happened to me with Terry Funk, the first time I saw Terry Funk.
The Funker.
First person you saw that you were really starstruck by?
Colt Cabana,
right? Just the internet presence, the presence of Colt Cabana. Just, he was at CAC's this year.
He wasn't at CAC. Oh, are we talking about CAC? Or?
Yeah, sorry, I was talking about CAC still.
Jeez.
Did you run into an old legend that you hadn't seen in forever?
or anything like that.
No.
Brian B. Blair is really cool.
He's really cool.
You know, like the moment that I walked into the CAC and I got into the line and you pick up your pass gimmick or whatever? The very first person that like approached us is like, grabbed Jude and I by the shoulder and he turned us around. I was like, hi, boys. I'm Brian Blair. I'm the president of the CAC. And he's like, I love seeing guys that look like you and like the youth presence. I love that that's in the CAC. And it's just like, oh, not only Brian Blair just put me over, but he's like, put me over, like, both physically and just mentally being
it's
there.
It's a crazy thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
For those people that we should be throwing out honors to are giving them to us.
So
it's ridiculous.
And so, this is coming from a 2013 Future Legends Award winner.
Fuck off.
Future's coming.
Say which one. That's a big deal. That's awesome.
That's a huge deal.
That's awesome.
So I'm just going to put a story that actually puts over Brian Blair. So the first Cauliflower Alley Club I went to, they had those shows.
What are you supposed to do, right? Yeah. They're riding
the man's
up.
Trying to tell Parish a story on a podcast.
It doesn't matter. I'm wearing cutoffs. They're riding up. We got to pull them down. We pull them down at the same time. I understand.
Let the record show.
You understand if you're wearing cutoffs, but you're not. You're wearing these fancy slacks. And shirtless. But that's cool, too.
When you walked in, you
everybody
had a shirt
else
on.
Has a shirt on, but I understand. Yeah, some people need shirts
when you're,
off.
When you're the headline,
you gotta show
you headline to the show. You don't need a shirt. Parrish, lay your story down, bro.
Well, thank you, Kenny.
I thought the whole point of this podcast was just to continue a conversation. It doesn't matter if we got questions, if we're talking about pants riding.
I don't have a question. I'm going to tell a story.
Well, your story doesn't matter compared to my story. I was telling a story about my pants.
I feel like you should be throwing a big old question about now.
Okay. I see.
Didn't make any funny
voices. You gotta ride them down every once in a while.
I have shorts on, and I look okay.
Every once in a while, you slide back, you slip forward, and you gotta pull the legs down just to uncuff the nuts.
Sometimes I do that.
I agree.
So
we just happen to do it at the same time, and we're both wearing cutoffs.
You wouldn't understand this as a slot guy. It's fine.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I'm just going with it. All right, But no, like my first year of the CAC, I remember going back to the airport. And
I remember you, the first year of your CAC, carrying around a case of beer. Actually, bringing a case of Kokanee specifically for Ron Hutchinson.
Whoa, we tried that this year.
And what happened?
He got sick and wouldn't drink it and told us to enjoy it.
Really?
True.
Hey,
I want to point out, when I was there, same thing.
I highly doubt Ron Hutchinson is listening to this, but if he is, I'm kind of disappointed.
You'll find it.
We built a fucking Cougar Meat bus tour to Fremont Street. Did you go to Fremont Street?
Oh, I went to Fremont Street.
With Ron Hutchinson?
Yes.
He
didn't come out.
Oh, he didn't come out at all. Well, then that's Ron Hutchinson's fault. But that thing started on the Cougar Meat bus.
The Cougar Meat bus, Colin Cutler, we went that year. Fuck, that was a good time.
That was a great
good time.
It was ridiculous.
Was it the best of times?
It was the worst. Actually, not his best time. During his best time.
I acted like I couldn't speak. And I did sign language. And
that
Colin
was
my interpreter. And we got a lot of free photos with everybody acting out on the streets because I would just walk away because I couldn't hear. Then
that's working the system, brother.
Then
I remember I
we went
cool
back
boy.
A week later. Do you remember the saxophone guy? There's one saxophone guy on Fremont Street.
I do remember.
I know the saxophone guy.
Yeah. Like that guy.
I went up to the saxophone guy to talk to him for some reason, and he looked at me.
Why would
and
you
he
talk
said,
to the saxophone guy?
Because he was saxophoning up.
He was kicking ass.
He was
ass.
Laying down.
He was saxy any note.
He was getting me jacksy with the sax.
Known it.
Anyways, I go up to him. I was talking to him about his CDs, and he said, "You're that motherfucker that couldn't speak last week." I made such a presence in Las Vegas that this fucking saxophone guy remembered me. That was the highlight of my trip.
And that's how you work the people, folks.
There's another pant leg pull down.
So my story about Brian Blair.
Okay, everyone quiet. Brian Blair, this
is a very important story.
Well, let it happen.
It's putting over
how many times in this podcast has Parrish had to wait his turn?
I'm really going to try to interrupt this with something. Anybody feel free to join in while Chris Parrish is talking.
Okay, so anyway, CAC has ended. It was a glorious time. I then go back to the airport.
Did you ever have to go to Margaritaville with Ron Hutchinson?
I did go to Margaritaville.
What? I only had to go,
but that is one thing that I'm looking for.
It was fun.
But if you talk to Ron Hutchinson, he'll always find
so much my podcast.
The place to find dollar beers.
It's half my podcast.
Oh.
See? You didn't know this, but there's a place right by that big Ferris wheel.
I was
dollar
there.
Beers.
I was there when the
dollar beers Vegas with the giant hot dogs. Holy shit! It's amazing. It's amazing.
That time, that amazing night.
I think Ron Hutchinson goes a month before and he scouts out where the fucking good beer deals are.
So you just
gotta hang around him unless he's sick.
I'm pretty sure he knows. He just knows. By the Ferris wheel gimmick, that's gonna be dollar beers all the time.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
It's good stuff.
I wish I went this year. I regret not going.
You really didn't. You should have.
I should have.
You're right. I missed you. I needed you.
All the youth should go. That's what they need. More youth, right? Where was I? I was at home tending to my wife and my 3-year-old.
Like, you know what? Family man, you can't fault him for that. You cannot fault him for that. My first year going, I puked all over the bathroom of the casino. Good times.
Support my family like a little bitch. Right? Just gotta do what we gotta do. Okay, Parrish.
Yeah, you really faded out now.
Okay, Parrish. Everybody love Parrish.
Brian Blair.
So.
The beast.
Sorry, my first year at CAC, we saw Brian Blair in the Battle Royal.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
And he was fantastic.
Yes, he
In
was.
Fact, he didn't just lose a step.
Are you
he gained
to the board?
A whole fucking step. Shut the fuck up! You didn't even know about Margaritaville. Be quiet.
Yeah, you bitch.
Like. So anyway, I remember going back home. Yes, you are.
I got a case of Miller Lite to go on to.
Yes, we do.
Bang, bang.
These guys.
So anyway, out of respect, I am going back to the airport. Brian Blair joins in. I pay for said cab on the way back to the airport.
You're
what?
A badass.
Brian Blair has like all this Killer Bee money, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm a more
Killer Bee cash.
Because I'm trying to get
Killer Bee cash.
I'm trying to be a nice human being.
CAC board. You think they make millions.
But at the same
time,
Two years later, Brian Blair becomes the president of the Cauliflower Alley Club.
And then he's like, God damn it, Chris Parrish bought me a cab that one time, board of directors.
He fucking did. And
you'd fucking think so, right?
And this guy was actually right there when he said so.
I was, don't you fucking bring me into this shit.
You were right there.
I was so not sober that entire trip, I don't remember my own name.
That's also true.
That's very true.
But a guy like Brian Blair doesn't forget the little things, and that's what makes him one of the best fucking human beings.
You know, he
around.
Is really cool.
And that's what I said from the day one. He's one of the best people you can possibly meet. And like you said, he actually welcomes you in.
Yes.
He does all those little things. He is the best guy to
be. He's working on it all year round.
Absolutely.
He is a perfect president of something like CAC.
Why do you have to get so serious? Thanks a lot.
Because that's what I do.
Hey, it's okay. We're just bringing it down. It's like a rest hold. Never bring it up. It's a hope spot.
Are we in a hope spot?
Yeah.
We're in a hope spot.
I hope we're in the goddamn finish.
You would think so. But you're wrong.
We're like a bad indie match. When you think the end is near, we're going on way too long.
Super kick.
I threw a super kick in my
plus head. +9.
So did I.
Did you?
Yeah, you did.
I actually,
we were winners.
That was the first super kick.
Yeah,
that was the first big super kick.
Would you say
I super kicked? I actually had two super kicks.
You know what? Tonight, overall, I'll say it was a super kick, Brady.
Was there lots?
There's three.
There was. Did you throw
that
one?
That I saw.
Not me.
Oh, Steel threw one in your match.
Of course he did.
We threw one in our match.
I hit Irishman, and then I
hit. More than one's a party.
Oh. You hit me good.
I didn't hit you. I hit the killer bee.
Party of two.
Super kick for party
two. I saw you watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, you bumped. You kind of like.
He bumped for the Killer Bee. Because he was all like, oh, that Killer Bee got kicked so hard, I better take a bump. Yeah.
You have a weird
fetish. Yes, that's how it went down.
You have a weird fetish with bees. I don't want to get into that. This is not the time nor the place.
So,
to deal with your buzzing interests.
I better not ask.
How many bees?
I was going to ask how many bees it takes to get you off.
76,000.
Wait, we're talking.
How many bees need to gather you to get that honey?
Sorry, say that again.
How many bees need to gather around you to get that honey?
Takes 30 bees, but only one maniac.
Fuck yeah, I'm a thing.
You're equivalent to 30 peas. I don't know if that's a thing.
I am so small.
You should brag
God
about it.
God damn it.
You should brag about that.
I'm equivalent to 30 peas. I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah, you can suck that out of anything.
Oh, that's true.
That's one thing.
Oh, what?
Is that us?
This isn't talking shop sure. anymore.
Is this
it?
Like from stinger to nose?
Yeah.
Wing
fuck
to
you,
wing?
Stack
to,
stinger to nose, 30 peas.
Yeah. Or are we just like... smushing them together.
We're gonna smush everything.
I don't even know what.
I feel sorry then.
Nah, I blame Kenny.
30 small bees.
Why
are you blaming
big bees?
Because
you
wish I was
small.
A bumblebee podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Bumblebee podcast.
You just had to open
buzz,
your
buzz,
fucking mouth.
Buzz, buzz, motherfuckers. Buzz, buzz.
Hey, I didn't start that conversation.
You actually did.
It just came my way.
Where is Squared Circle tonight? I heard they were coming out.
Right. You do know that they had to pay for sponsor spots today, right?
What?
What?
No, I did not. Interesting.
Probably the downfall.
Among others.
That was the downfall. That might have
so
been
the
downfall.
So we got, how many promotions here? Three.
Two.
No, we have three.
We have a CWC champ, MPW champ, PPW champ. We have three.
Yeah, we have.
Come on, you asshole!
One.
We have three.
Ha
ha
ha!
Two.
So three. Ha ha ha!
Yeah, there you go. You got it.
Missing RCW and PWA then.
Dude,
is there anybody else in Alberta?
No.
Let's hope not. Would you count CWC technically?
We already did.
Two every once in a while.
CWC? Or CWE?
CWE.
No, because they're a Winnipeg promotion.
Yeah, fair enough.
They run a lot. They run twice a year, four shows each time.
Well, if not more.
Yeah.
They do what?
Maybe even more.
St. Albert's, Springbrook, Calgary.
Medicine Hat.
That's at least that's four. You're right.
Yeah.
I can't count.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, fair enough.
They're hitting two in BC this tour.
Was it Vernon and something else?
Vernon and Fernie, I believe they were.
Why are we?
No, not Golden.
What's going on? What?
I believe it's Golden. CWE, Danny Duggan's promotion.
Oh, Duggan.
Duggan's running some pretty cool tours.
Met him once.
Like a power guy.
We're doing this because we're part of Backbreaker Media that does a lot.
They do
promoting
all the CWC.
All our wrestling.
Man, all wrestling's important.
Yeah.
Independent wrestling. Follow all of it.
Like we said, we have people from Denmark. We have people from everywhere listening to this podcast, so they got to know.
Denmark, come to Canada.
Who to look for.
You can't just talk about pure Monster Pro wrestling
exactly.
all the time.
That's true.
Well,
it's
we
true.
Actually we don't.
No,
we actually most talk about
sports in general, really.
Sports in general.
Yeah.
Basketball.
No.
Too much. Not so much. Hockey mostly.
Too much hockey.
Hockey's over.
No, it's
over.
Playoffs, man.
What?
Yeah.
Hockey's over.
No, it's not over.
Yeah. Well, you're right. It's not over. Let's move on.
It's like the conference finals of the King of the Ring. It's going on.
I just want to throw it there.
No, because we pay attention to that. You and I
What the fuck are you doing, Kenny?
Dude, he's fucking just like coating our room with ash.
Are you dying?
Oh, ash? I'm not filling your room with ash.
Have you met the
yes, I have.
Color?
Yeah.
He has color.
I feel like you guys
he
are
is
like the
same person. Yes. Picture him, but more
that's,
of a stoner.
That's really...
That's pretty much...
I mean... That's
like,
not a compliment.
You guys should be... They should be tag team!
I didn't take it as
oh, shit.
Shit. No, Parrish. You have to admit,
that Kenny and the Tiz would be fantastic tag team partners.
They'd never win a fucking match. Oh.
Do they have to?
No, they'd be over.
You're right. You're right, yes.
You guys are like...
That makes sense.
Yeah, you guys can be Barry Horowitz of tag team.
You've never met the guy.
Yes, I have. Yes.
You have?
I'm sorry, I take that back.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. For somehow, T.S. Keller got booked in Lethbridge a bunch of times. It's blows my mind, but...
And you say you got a guy in a car, man.
Honestly, you jump in, you have your gear. That's how you get booked.
He just kind of like jumped it.
And Kenny, you've been at CWC shows.
I've never been at a CWC show.
Okay, exactly. Fuck that.
You jump in something, you have your gear. There you go.
There you go. You got double spots, double duty, ref and the B.
You got 40 bucks. Congratulations. I only got 20.
Where's a hot dog and a handshake?
Hot dog and a dildo.
We can talk about hot dog and a hand job, right?
Hot dog and a hand job. Congratulations, you're a wrestler.
I mean, like...
Me and Cutler can have some.
T.S. Cutler.
Yeah.
T.S.
There is a different Cutler that this guy is pretty close to.
I've heard of him.
I'm just going to say, really, really good guy.
Good guy?
Good guy.
Love this guy.
He's turning 30 today. Did you know that?
Well, I thought it was yesterday.
He turned 30. Yeah.
Are you going to message him happy birthday right now?
No, we're drunk dying calling Cutler.
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. It's not the first time we've actually called somebody randomly.
No, it's not.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I don't count that.
It's because, you know, I beat him in a
hair. Do we have to sing happy birthday to him at the end?
We can.
Was his birthday not yesterday?
If this is May 12th.
Birthday, yes.
So yesterday, technically.
Well, yesterday, technically,
the day of the wrestling.
Sounds like an undercover cunt.
Yeah,
let's get this shit in here.
Manny, he was there when I went to Vegas. Super good guy.
You gotta get these closer.
Oh, that was the one that you listened to? Or came to?
Yeah.
You didn't listen to shit.
2016.
He's probably so wasted right now, though.
Call Cutler.
Fair enough.
Ah.
Go ahead.
Do we leave him a message?
Yeah.
Absolutely we do.
Yeah, let's sing happy birthday.
In Sounds of Struggle style, right?
Absolutely. I don't know how we're
still doing Sounds of Struggle, right?
Yes.
That's the podcast you're on.
After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Cutler. Pick up your fucking phone and happy birthday to you.
Bernie, baby.
Yeah.
He'll appreciate that in the morning.
Would it be rude if I called his...
So your tag partner.
No, it would be perfectly acceptable.
It's his 30th birthday.
So you probably should try.
Your tag partner is not reliable, is what we just found out.
Long distance number.
Kyle Sebastian's just throwing out that cash. Throwing out that cash for the long distance numbers.
Jim, is Colin still alive?
He's alive.
Can we speak with him?
Absolutely, I will give him the phone.
Oh my god, I can't believe this is happening.
This is funny.
Colin, you're alive!
I'm alive.
Where are you?
Sebastian, I'm still alive.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Colin!
Happy birthday, buddy!
Who is everyone?
We got Kenny. Sean Martins, Chris Parrish,
and Manette. I got a pop. And we're actually filming our.
Recording.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're on a podcast.
We're audio filming our podcast.
How was your birthday, buddy?
My birthday was pretty fucking awesome. Are you guys that desperate for podcast content that you had to phone me while I'm extremely inebriated?
Yeah. Well, we're not wrong, brother.
Yeah.
We just worked the show with...
Podcast, one person talking a goddamn time.
Hey, Colin. Have you ever heard of Talking Shop? This is kind of how they pitched it to me.
Uh-huh.
So, go fuck yourself.
What'd you do? Tell me what happened.
I went for a very nice dinner at Waterfront Wine. Super classy.
Sounds gay.
It would be gay if it wasn't with my beautiful fiance.
Fair enough.
Okay, and so, then...
That gay. Well, except for that, that was with...
He texted me saying he wanted some dick. There's
a shit ton of people in that, which is pretty awesome. But I will say, as we were coming up the road, I was like, is there people in my fucking backyard?
That sounds gay.
What?
It's not gay, dude. Shut the fuck up.
I'm pretty gay. He keeps talking about how gay everything sounds like.
I'm just saying.
It's Chris Parrish. Of course everything's gay. He's homoerotic. He wants to be a woman.
Yeah.
If your brain thinks everything's gay, it's cool.
You can call me Caroline later.
To each their own, whatever. Like, 2018, we accept them.
Exactly.
I agree to that.
I sexually identify myself as the title holder. What up?
I'm just saying, be you.
Is your night over?
You don't deny it.
Oh, I'm not making fun. I'm just saying.
Everyone should be their authentic selves. That's the whole point.
Is your night wrapping up now, or are you?
Yeah, man. I mean, Chip's watching Weed.
Yeah. Sick. It's not even. Yeah, you're definitely 30. It's not even 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, dude, I'm old as fuck.
Yeah, I know.
You should probably enter a retirement home.
Saggy balls and gray pubes.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, one person talk at a time.
Okay, Colin, we just wanted to say we love you.
I love everyone who's there.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Whoever I know. Who do I know?
And thank you.
I love Kyle. I love Chris. Who else is there?
Yeah, it's Kenny.
I love you too, buddy. Happy birthday.
Okay. Well, thank you to your
full POs for 75.
Shut up.
And a hotel.
Okay, thank you for Jen for answering her phone, because you're a piece of shit and don't answer your best friend's calls.
Yeah.
So get fuck yourself. And
I'm so sad that I didn't come all the way down there and fly down for 75 people.
Okay, I love you. We love you. Have a great birthday.
I love you guys too.
You're such a dick for not doing that.
Bye, buddy.
It means a lot. Shoot, it means a lot.
Good, we love you.
Happy birthday, brother.
Bye.
Thanks, birthday.
Have a good night. Bye.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad we did that.
You know, if you end up having a little bit of kayfabe broken in your life, you've done right.
Anybody got another?
Oh, fuck yeah. I got you.
A refill?
I get you.
I'd like to refill.
The kid wants another novel.
He needs another novel. What do you want? Novel. War and Peace? This is War and Peace. Enjoy it.
That looks like the Bible.
Start reading that.
How's your head doing?
Yeah, it's empty.
Can I ask?
Yeah, you did.
Can I get back to this T.S. Cutler and Kenny Bartlett?
Okay. That's like 3 hours ago. What the fuck?
Yeah, we have to call him. Come on.
Yeah, everybody has already tuned out of this podcast long ago. Yeah. We can talk about whatever we want now. It's just
all right. The Earth is flat. It's a real thing. Yeah, I said it.
No, man.
Fight me.
If I can come up to that Top Gun remix that he comes out to, fuck yeah. That's what just happened.
Do they both wear cutoff shorts and sleeveless tees?
Can T.S. Cutler go without the tassels?
That's what I
thought. Tons of tassels. Second.
Does Kenny need tassels?
No, I need tassels.
I think Kenny needs tassels.
Oh, yeah.
Does Kenny need them, or does Kenny want the tassels?
I've got
I honestly want to make this tag team happen.
I've got so much gear with tassels on it, it's ridiculous.
Really? In your crawl space?
Oh, yeah. In the deep, deep dungeons of Kyle Sebastian.
I remember the
They're awful, but so awesome at the same time. Orange and gray with so many fucking tassels.
You know what? I bet you that would look really good.
That sounds like
there's tassels Drew all Duncan. Around the legs.
Yeah,
down,
Duncan,
and then I have arm bitch. Tassels on, headband tassels.
So you're saying you kind of look like Young Bucks ish?
I don't think so. I think it was a lot worse than that.
Even better. You can't get worse. You only get better. That's fantastic.
Can you? Well. How does that? I don't even know.
He doesn't have a Hot Topic deal, so I guess it's worse.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Just good. I mean, nobody here is making Young Bucks money, so.
That's
pretty amazing what they're doing.
Good, right? For them. Good so for cool. them.
So cool. Have you seen their pops?
Oh. Yeah, those look good. Yeah.
How badass is that?
I kind of want to buy them. Of course I don't even like the pop stuff.
The best part is like when Cody joined the Bullet Club and he was getting like the American Nightmare shirts, and they're being sold at Hot Topic right beside Cody Rhodes' WWE shirts.
You mean Stardust?
Wait, that's pretty funny.
Cody Rhodes' WWE shirts? Stardust.
Yeah.
Was there even Stardust shirts?
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
There was one.
There were Legacy shirts.
Because I have it.
But that
was all Orton.
You know you made it when you're not working with the company and you're getting other merch sold beside it. So,
anybody here have a Pro Wrestling Tees store?
He does.
He's looking at one.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean, we were getting some with this event at the Super Clash.
Did you put one on?
I messaged Tim Boogin the Tag Struggle stuff on there.
Sweet.
So...
Is it on there?
Well, I mean, it's Darren, so who knows?
I don't think so.
I mean...
I don't think so.
I mean...
Your stuff's on there? I don't even know if I've seen your design. You don't wear a t-shirt out to the ring, do you?
I have a robe, brother.
Yeah, of course. So
he's,
why would I...
He's a robe brother, brother.
Yeah. Well, it is the debut tonight. It was sick.
The robe was beautiful.
It was a nice
robe.
Oh, I didn't know this was the debut, though.
It was glorious.
It was glorious. It was better than glorious.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
What was it then?
Glorifabulicious? Yeah, what he said.
Headline.
Yeah, there it is.
It was a natural selection, I would say.
Something.
You can't argue that logic.
That's how good of
it. That and better.
Struggalicious?
Struggalicious, that's what it was.
A
little bit of all right.
Mike.
What are you saying about Mike?
I just said I can't wait till we send this to him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. I ghosted him on commentary.
I got a question while we're on air. I've been wanting to ask this question for a long time.
Yeah, it's weird that you have warts on your dick.
True story! Tiny Anna has warts. Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Kyle, why no braids in like 7 months?
Because I can't do braids myself and I don't just ask randomly.
It's,
how did you get them done?
Does your wife do them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know. How did, like, the first four times I saw Kyle Sebastian, he had the braids.
So I love how specific you were the first four times.
There's a couple of reasons. I first really like times. The hair flip and losing the ponytail as the match goes on.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I don't like that.
Well, that's why you're only a fan.
See, like, yeah, as a baby face, if I had the tight hair
you
and
should
it looked
be
like
something
time,
else.
That's cool. But as a heel, for myself, I like my hair to get ridiculous as possible by the end of the
match.
Which it does. So there's a point where I'll pull it out and I'll let the long hair flow, but it doesn't come out very often. It's gotta be in a hold where I can really sink it in. I'm looking at the camera guy and I got the long hair flowing and I don't have to look too ridiculous.
So
it's really weird. Weird shit that goes on in my head during a match.
So in all honesty,
it's amazing, right?
Do you remember when Jericho debuted with WWF?
Yeah.
Why don't you go full Jericho then with your hair?
Because Jericho went full Jericho.
I know.
I'm just going full Kyle Sebastian.
Oh. You know what? You can't argue that.
Very nice.
No, here's a question for everyone in the room.
Yeah.
Everyone
because
in the room.
If...
Hold on. I want to hear Mr. Parrish rebuttal this.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I think you can do more.
Well, doing more is not copying somebody. Doing more is.
Yeah, I don't say you have to copy somebody, but I do think you can at least extend the full Kyle Sebastian.
And maybe one day when I can French braid my own hair, I'll French braid my own hair.
Why can't you French braid your own hair?
I really wish I could
French braid it.
So can we not say that you are your own device and preventing yourself from greatness?
I guess so.
It's all my fault. In the hair department.
Every match.
You look better than a superstar, better than a model.
True story.
Okay,
so who did
that? Why aren't you a lawyer? Random question right here.
Chicks. Whoever asks.
Yeah, I'm talking about PPW shows.
Why don't I?
No, in PPW shows, who did your hair then?
Mostly Christian.
Okay.
Mostly.
Good.
All.
Question for everyone. What's the weirdest random thought you've had during a match of all time?
Don't shit myself?
You know what? That's very logical. Very logical.
It's happened to a lot of people. It's not just you. We all go through it.
It's horrible.
It's so scary. You're blown up. Breathe. You're blown up.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Mine is, and maybe it's because I just saw the Deadpool movie, but fuck, I think I left the oven on. Don't know why. That legit thought though.
Wait. Hang on. This sound. Just listen to it for a second. Maybe this is why all your matches sound like this. Is because of these random thoughts.
It's not like that. He's in the match.
Okay. Oh.
Thanks, yeah, buddy.
Chris Parrish in the match.
Sorry. Not in our match.
Okay, yeah. So, my word to say was I saw a girl in my match in the audience. And I'm like, huh, I saw her boobs in my grad. And this is 11 years later. I wonder if her boobs got bigger.
And did they?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't
know? I'm married now. I can't ask. Are you going to go to random women and be like, hey, can I see your boobs? Even though I have a...
Do we need to see the...
I have a female... I have a female in my life who mothers a child of mine.
You have... Wait, why do you have a child?
No, he does.
Oh.
I'm asking him.
You know what? We'll leave him off alone. Yeah. We're not going to indict anybody on this podcast. It's not going to be a
thing. No, that's... It's okay.
Even though
nobody
is listening anymore.
You know what the marriage life is? It's like the theme song to the Bellas. You can look, but you can't touch. All right? We all know that.
Does it go on to talk about staying out of the rope?
I'm just doing this to save my marriage, all right? Fuck off. My wife doesn't listen to this podcast.
No, there's no way.
You're only legal when you get tagged in.
Exactly.
Right.
If the ref doesn't see it, the ref can't call it.
Well, the ref will call it. The ref's going to totally call it.
Unfortunately, you're right.
Well, if it's Kevin, he might fucking blow the spot.
No, yeah, so unless it's Kevin.
You know what? Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, move on.
What the fuck are we moving on to?
I don't fuck.
Where are we moving on from?
No, what weirdest thing in your head in a match?
I think we covered that.
Yeah, not me.
Why is it always this guy?
You haven't got to me.
I'd like to hear Kenny's. There's a.
I only had two singles matches.
Yeah, okay, so what were your thoughts?
I
want
to hear both as a wrestler and as a referee.
I'm more interested in a referee because I don't think he's got any wrestler fucking stories.
Wow, going for the kill.
What an asshole. I don't even want your autograph anymore. You can have that back.
You can have that. You can have
I don't
that
even want that
back.
Poster.
Sweet.
I know my first match, it was my routine is I'm very set in my ways. I wake up Saturday morning, get up, do my shit.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes.
Whoa. We talked about being very regulated, and you're saying sometimes? We need to know, like, all the time,
but
none of the time.
Every third day? Every tenth day?
Are you slapping on the reg?
Well, I mean, you gotta keep your prostate healthy.
Okay, no, so, hey, long story short, then, since the fans won't allow me to tell this.
If that doesn't explain your sex life.
I want to hear this story. I got a piss.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
First match was Steel. I got the phone call. I woke up from my Saturday nap, my show day nap. Woke up, had a message on my phone saying, Nasty Nate got hurt. You're in tonight, me and you. That was a squash. But my only two singles matches, Sydney Steel and Cyanide. And the thing in my head the whole time was just mate, try to make
don't fuck
press.
Up.
No,
not
even don't fuck up. It was just try to make these guys look as good as you can. So just take your ass whooping.
Wait.
You know what? That's you know what?
Let them hit you.
Pretty professional.
With that being said, did I hear show day nap?
Man, I would love a show day nap. I really should.
Okay, but in my defense, when I watch certain guys wrestle and in show day, I nap.
Yeah, I wake up early Saturday morning, have a big meal, do some housework.
Certain guys put me to sleep. What do you want me to say?
I'm waiting for Kenny's story.
You already said this.
I already told my story.
What do you aim for? You think there's something else going to come out?
Are you taking a pre-match nap?
Guys,
I have a confession to make.
Maybe you should listen to this.
I take pre-match, or show day snaps.
Snaps.
Yeah, you Snapchat.
You fucking would Snapchat, you fuck.
Hey, maybe you should take notes. I just said... When I'm in there, all I want to do is make my guy look good. So,
with snaps.
Maybe, and you want to beat the shit out of me one day, and maybe we can work something out.
So you're a dummy for hire.
This is the man that enjoys. You're like a hitman who
just wants to get beat up. That's how you make money in business.
I had two singles matches, and as of 3 hours ago, three rumbles. I've been in three battle royals and two singles matches.
I'm pretty sure 3 hours ago we were doing shots.
Three hours ago we were doing shots.
Thank you very much.
You guys were denying more shots.
No, I took your shot, Sean Martin. You
took one.
I got shots.
We took all shots that were there.
Hey.
Indeed.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying if they're struggling to fill a card, man. I'm happy to let you be a shit. We're working a pod. I know, it's good.
I love it.
I guess we're going to get past Cutler status first.
Wait, what the fuck is Cutler status? What are you talking about?
I just offered to get squashed by him. He's like, no, man, it's fine.
Sean Martin, do you think you're better than Kenny? I bet you Kenny would beat you, you fucker.
You're right, I would lose. You're right.
Yeah. All right.
I've seen you lose enough that I'm happy to give you
a win. Ooh, fucking throwing shade. Woo.
I think we got some speedy three counts coming up.
Yeah, one, two, three. There it is. You lost. It got it done.
Huh. Fuck this show.
Fuck this. He's going to piss. And he gone.
Keep right.
Go piss. Go do your thing. Go do your thing. I love you. Go do your thing.
I guess he bails from the podcast quicker than he bails from our group.
You're fuck right. Here's a question.
All right.
Besides the tag team, have you ever been in a faction? And how long did it survive for?
If Adult Social Society is still running strong.
So it's with you, Bradley Graham, and
Colin Cutler,
Connors. I don't know that name. Fair enough. Is it your version? The
virus is spreading.
Ooh, can I catch that? That sounds fun.
You're not pretty enough.
You're not wrong. You're fucking there, not wrong.
I mean, so, I can get the fat chicks.
I have no ability besides drinking beer. That's all I got.
Fat chicks aren't a problem.
I'm just saying.
They have friends. We're looking for, like, the granny section.
All fat chicks have grannies.
In our crowd. We need more of that senior citizen status. Those Stampede wrestling goers back in the day.
But now.
I think that's the mind.
They're all dead. Wow! He's going for it.
Parrish, is that what you're looking into?
I can help out.
You can help out?
What will happen when you do that?
We're filling that position.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Doggy
style?
We'd call that position.
Wait, what?
I'm just saying.
The dust wrangler or something like
the
that.
The dust. Yeehaw. It sounds like something on one knee with a lot of forceful thrusts.
The dirt devil.
The dirt devil.
Sucks up all the dust.
That sounds like a booty king.
That sounds like a Joy Dyson.
I'm more BK than a fucking Whopper, man.
Okay, this is news.
What up?
The Adult Social Society is an actual faction. It's more than you and Brad. So, what Colin had intended was Cougar Meat was me and Colin Cutler.
Yes.
And the Adult Social Society was everybody else that we brought in.
It's like what the Weed and Bullet Club is.
Such as Brad.
Is that, like, the idea?
The Elite Club and the Bullet Club?
Is it still?
Yeah, I guess similar.
Yeah, is that still existing now?
Yeah, that makes sense.
What?
Does that still exist?
Well, so, we still call ourselves the Adult Social Society.
You and Colin.
Me and Colin.
That's it.
Well, no. Me and Colin are Cougar Meat.
Yeah. So
me and Brad.
It doesn't sound like there's a real faction about this.
Not really. There's Shotgun Stevens, Clark Connors, and Brad, and myself, and Colin.
Never met Shotgun, but he's playing the right guy.
But it was spread out, right? So we were all a part of this group. We were all going to try and grow this group.
Yeah.
You've got to expand the brand.
Spread the virus.
Expand the brand. That's exactly what we got to do.
I think the whole premise of it is to destroy Shreds. That's what it seems like.
Of course. We got to destroy Shreds.
That's the end game.
The Okanagan babyface champion.
Don't like it. Destroy. Destroy him.
Destroy Shreds. But I love Shreds.
He's a good guy. He really
I used
is.
To be the Okanagan All-Pro champion.
Does that belt still exist?
I don't
Was
know.
There a championship?
Yeah.
Was there an actual title?
Yeah, they actually presented me with one.
I'm not even bringing it to me.
They presented me with one. It was nice.
I got a beer.
I held it for like 13 minutes.
13 minutes?
Yeah.
Did you drop the belt?
I didn't drop it. I just drove home, and that was all.
So you're basically doing what you normally do. Just leave.
Nobody's ever actually beat me for it, so I'm just...
Has anybody ever actually beat you for any title, Parrish?
Yeah. I mean...
There's tag titles once, but that's the ones we defended.
He wasn't in the match.
Not the first time, yes, he was. Two times.
The first time.
Yeah.
Not the ones I currently have, but thank you for asking.
There it is.
So,
there it is.
You're welcome.
Are we collectively done here?
You know what? I think that's what do we got in here? A good hour? I think it's a good hour.
59 minutes.
It's a good fucking hour.
It's a horny hour.
It's a horny hour.
It's a fucked up hour.
Fucked up hour. Fucked up horny hour.
Is anybody still listening at this point?
Probably not.
Goddamn.
Probably not.
We're recording.
If you're still listening at this point, reply with pork chops. #champions.
All three champions are in this room.
We can leave comments, right?
You know, everyone but
how
you.
You took them.
Just yeah, out of curiosity, just so we
he took all of us.
Just so we can tell our fans, you're the only one in this room that has never been an MPW tag team champion.
You haven't?
Yes.
Who are you with?
Tyler James.
Was I?
That's
you,
steel,
poor
man.
Soul. You.
What did you do?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I
was in the match where you lost him.
Who did I lose it to?
Because you weren't able to go to the show, so Tyler James defended it by himself, and then Steve Rivers ended up winning the tag titles with massive damage. I know that because he beat me in the final.
Not your day.
Not my
deal. All right. Well,
you can have.
We collectively are done.
Let's take
with
this picture
episode of the Sound
and log off.
Yeah.
So
this picture and log off, boys. Now all the good shit's coming.
Later.
Now we're getting all naked.
Later, bitches.
Yeah, buddy.
When your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the same shaking as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to rock, we'll just let it roll. Are you ready now? Are you ready to move? Just move!